Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Draft night. It's here. Finally, we talked about it for weeks. In some places, they've been talking about it for months. And lots of different questions have to be asked about the first round of the NFL draft.
All right, here we go. I got a bunch of them. So what will be the, and this won't be tonight because more, because what we'll have is like people that are former players from teams announcing the picks. So this will be more toward the weekend, though, I guess. But we're all here today. We'll be at American Natural tomorrow. But what will be the choice of address with Roger Goodell? Will it be bro hug? Will it be fist bump? Will it be straight out hug? Will it be handshake? What's going to be the dominant
I think
address?
We get a lot of the bro hug.
Bro hug?
The awkward bro hug.
Yeah. Awkward one? Okay.
Because guys are still unsure of what to do. I mean, it's like the commissioner, they're all excited. They just
it
got
starts
drafted.
As a handshake. He pulls them in, gives them the old half
the fist
arm
bump
around.
Is the safest way to go, but.
It is, but.
Okay, let's get right to it then.
Awkward bro hug.
Awkward bro hug? All right, is anybody going to be left in the green room? Speaking of awkward, is anybody going to be left there?
There are a couple guys dropped out.
Yeah, I know.
Because they might have been left. Yeah, there'll be somebody. Well, how you mean all night?
Mm-hmm.
Lasting
all the way through the first round.
Oh, right. Man.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say no.
I think no,
just
too.
Because guys dropped out.
What do you think the longest is we wait for someone in there, though? Like
probably like till Green Bay's pick.
Yeah, that long?
Mm-hmm. Like a 30th or whatever. I think Green Bay picks 30th, like all the way till then. I think that'll happen. All right, let's get to it. Who's going to be our number one? Who's the number one pick? Not the Steelers pick. Who's the number one overall pick? I want to say Kyler Murray. I really do. The closer we get to it, I really think that Quinnen Williams is going to go number one.
I will do one better, and I say we get the Raiders Cardinals trade we've been talking about, but it's not for Kyler Murray. I said this earlier. They take Dwayne Haskins one overall.
Oh wow,
man, that would be something.
Jim, who's going to
be very Raiders? It would be very Raiders.
I'm going to go with a nod toward his grandfather. Somehow, somebody's going to make a move with Arizona, and Nick Bosa is going to be the number one pick.
Okay,
somebody's going to make a move up for him.
Okay.
Somebody that doesn't need a quarterback. And somehow I think Arizona may still end up with Kyler Murray and Josh Rosen making trades and all this stuff.
Just to rehash, Nick Bosa's family originally from where?
Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay.
Page Street, to be exact.
There we go. His grandfather, a podiatrist, right?
Right around the corner from 163 Washington Street.
Okay, there we go. Got it. All right, who will be the best rookie in this draft class? Who have the best rookie year? I'm not saying who have the best career because that question will come later. Who will have the best rookie year from this draft class? Who will be?
I'm going to say Devin White.
You're going to say Devin White?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The linebacker from LSU, wherever he goes. I will say, I know who will have the best career. I'll save that one because we'll ask that question next. I think that the best rookie will be, I think Bosa will have a really good rookie year. I think he'll be the best rookie.
That's a good call.
Because that's a position where it's plug and play. You know, considering they come to a contract agreement.
Right. Go in there, get after the quarterback.
Uh-huh. So, Jim, who do you say as far as a rookie?
AB's cousin.
You think so?
I think what's going to happen with him is that he'll go low enough that he'll get on a team that has something going on.
Baltimore.
And that he'll be a complimentary piece, but, you know, he might have a juju kind of rookie year.
Who will have the best career? I already told you my answer. Daniel Jones, which is
right.
I'm open to be criticized. Like, I know 3 years from now, it's probably 90% I'm going to get hammered for this, and I don't care. It's just I like what I see in Daniel Jones. I thought when they played Pitt, he was by far the best player in the field. I thought he was an unbelievable quarterback. The other people's talents just couldn't keep up with him, and he just doesn't let the moments get to him. I think he'll be really, really good as an NFL quarterback. I'll probably be wrong, but that's who I think will have the best career. Who do you guys think will have the best career?
Hawkinson, the tight end.
Okay.
It's funny you should say that.
Is that where you were going?
No, I was going to say Noah Fant. I was going to say the other one.
One of those Iowa tight ends.
But the odds are that, at least two or three Hall of Famers come out of a particular draft class?
You think he's right? one of them?
Well, I don't know. But I guess he'd have to be if he's going to be the best out of the draft class.
Hawkinson just strikes me as a Gronk-like.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite that good, but the kind of guy you can, for the next 10 years, you plug him in a tight end.
All right, here's the big question, and this is where we are with it. Who do the Steelers draft and why? Do they trade up? Do they get their guy? I'm going along with Ray Fittipaldo here in today's Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I do think they trade up to about 15th or so. I think they flip that pick with Washington, and I think they do get Devin Bush. I think Devin Bush is their guy from Michigan. I just feel like there's so much pressure to get that next or try to get that next Shazier. They can't just settle, so to speak, for a corner. I think they get Bush and they trade up to get him.
I think we get a run on quarterbacks in the first 10 picks, much like we talked about yesterday. And I think it helps them. I think Devin Bush slides. I think Devin White slides all the way to maybe 10, and then Bush somehow gets to them at 20. I don't think they trade up, but I think they get exceedingly lucky and still get their man.
Oh, really excited. I think they end up staying where they are and they get Farrell from Clemson. That somehow they end up drafting an edge rusher, and that Farrell is the guy that they get.
Wow.
I don't know why. I'm just trying to come up with. I'm thinking outside the box.
Going off the board. Well, not off the board. But
I've seen other people mention him too as a possibility. Should he be there? But he's another guy that, you know, once you get past a couple positions and so forth, where guys could go anywhere from 7 to 17 to 27, or maybe even 37. You know, maybe you guys are both right about Bush, but I just think somehow they won't end up with him.
Wow. All right. Time right now is 9:11. Time to get 25% off Cool Sculpting at the Skin Center. I don't know if we've already said that or not.
We haven't.
Nonetheless, it is time to get 25% off at the Skin Center. I can't believe you went there, Jim. Farrell, that's your guy?
Well, I'm just trying to go.
Wow.
You're trying to be different.
Yes.
Mission accomplished.
Okay, well, how will people feel tomorrow morning if that's the pick?
Disappointed.
Really disappointed, I think.
Yeah.
I just think whatever happens, it'll be either a tight end or him or another guy like that Burns from Florida State. It'll
better
be
than that Burns from Miami.
Yes,
but
I mean, there's you know.
Speaking
right,
of which,
no
you
guarantees.
Don't. None of us think they go corner in the first round. Like I could, if they get stuck at 20, which I don't see them trading up. I could see them going with like a Greedy Williams at 20.
I love that name.
Yeah, yes. Well, I'm more worried about if he plays or not.
Right, and if he can
tackle
people.
No matter which one they get, yeah. If they draft a corner, you know what people are going to think.
They're
that he's not going to be any good.
Right, because that's been what they've done, is draft a corner, and he's not been any good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.